I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston.
Marco, I've never had a Christmas tree.
That's The World's Shirin Jafari. Shirin, why not?
I was raised in a Muslim family in Iran, and it was just never part of my upbringing. But this year, for the first time, I wondered, should I get a Christmas tree?
Yeah, and do you know why you want one this year?
Not really. And I have to say, what started as a simple question, should I get a Christmas tree or not, turned into a long soul-searching journey with so many twists and turns along the way. I got into questions about religion, identity, belonging, you know, all those easy themes.
All right, let's hear your story. Sounds like it could be a tough one.
For a lot of my immigrant friends, the question, should I get a Christmas tree or not, is an easy one to answer. Why not? Said one when I asked her why she gets a tree. It's fun. Another said she likes the smell. And if they have kids, the answer usually is the kids love it. None of them are Christian, and they, like me, moved to the U.S. in their 20s. My friends aren't alone on this. A Pew Research survey from 4 years ago found that 8 out of 10 non-Christians in the U.S. celebrate Christmas. For example, 73% of Hindus do.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Priya Nagaraj grew up in India.
I came to this country 14 years back.
She and her husband are Hindus, not that religious.
We moved here with one kid.
Now they have two. Nagaraj was educated at a convent in India. Christmas has always been a part of her life. So when she moved to the U.S., bringing home a Christmas tree wasn't a big leap.
It was just a natural thing to decorate our house and get a very small Christmas tree which would fit into our apartment.
But as Nagaraj's kids got older, she says, they had questions.
Nobody else celebrates our festivals, and we are Hindus. We celebrate Hindu festivals. So how important is Christmas to us? But I think we've all settled with the fact that it's nice to celebrate whatever we can celebrate. So.
Do you think for your kids, is this adding another layer to their identity, or do you think there should be more emphasis on Hindu traditions, for example, or not?
I feel that pressure on myself, so I do a little bit more for Hindu festivals than I would have otherwise. I do have to stretch myself a little, take the time out, even if I'm working, to make the special food that is associated with that festival, or dress up in Indian clothes at home so that they know that it's a festive day.
Yeah, she does it because for Nagaraj, the holidays are a way to make memories as a family.
When we look back to our childhood, I think festivals are very important. They do stand out in our memory. You do remember, and you associate it with people and laughter and house full of guests or food or clothes. And these are markers in our memory.
The more people I talked to, the more I realized everyone had their own reasons for getting a tree. But I still wondered, why should I get one?
That's direct experience.
I like your dress. But I need you to not be
here. I needed insight from people who know me better. So I called for an emergency meeting with a few of my colleagues.
Okay, why do you want to get a tree?
Yeah.
That, I feel like you guys are being harsh. It's a Christmas tree. Everybody should be allowed to have one if they want
one.
Yeah,
that's not harsh.
Two of my co-workers, who are Jewish, told me for them, getting a Christmas tree was out of the question. No way. Another colleague, Rupa Shanoy, said growing up in the States, her parents, from India, would get her one because they felt it was part of U.S. culture. They didn't want her to feel left out.
I will say, as an adult, I don't do it because it seems like people do feel like it's a Christian thing. So I want to be respectful of their religion. So if that is a religious symbol, then I don't want to be disrespectful to it. And so I won't do it now.
Afterwards, I debriefed with Mike Wilkins, our sound engineer who was raised in a Christian family.
As many people that were in this room, there were different opinions from no tree at all to the biggest, most giantest. Go out.
He was right.
Give it a shot. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay, but what do I even look for in a tree?
Well, I think it's less about the technical facts about the tree. Like for me, as someone who's always gotten Christmas trees every year.
Lydia Jean Cott, another colleague, had some thoughts.
It's more like you go to the lot and then you look for a tree that kind of just like speaks to you and connects to you. If you're feeling kind of like scruffy and it's like your first Christmas tree ever that you're buying as an adult, let's say you might be looking for like a tree that's maybe like an underdog tree.
Which one of these is an underdog?
I would say if you're going to really go for it.
I dragged Nina Porzuki, one of my other colleagues, to a tree lot with me.
Like, look at that tiny, the first one we saw, holy moly.
There it was, my tiny, underperforming, weak tree. And I know what you're thinking.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
I took my tree home, placed it in warm water, added plant food. By now, I'd heard at least a dozen Christmas tree stories. Happy ones, some sad. But I also had my own. And here's the truth. I don't have a clear answer as to why I wanted a Christmas tree this year. But for now, I have a little tree at home. And it needs me as much as I need it. For the world, Shirin Jafari.